Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Happy Thursday to all across the Delaware Valley. Cuz Radio with June is just getting started after another clunker by the Phillies. We were hoping for 1-1. We were hoping for, you know, at least a split. And it's funny because, again, I know it was a bullpen game and it's kind of a tough spot. They had to lead early. So, you know, you were hoping that maybe this would be all right, but nah, you lose it. Now, again, you're back to 500. You're back down because the Mets won 3.5 games behind the Mets. You're a game up on Atlanta. So, you know, but now you start the division games. So I think today is a really good day to dive into where we stand with this club. And I want to look at him from every different angle. So the Tunis has the train running. And I know the Tunis probably got a lot of flack over yesterday after losing two in a row, because that's how we are. We're manic, right? And we're ball busters. So I'm sure the train got a lot of, was under attack. Let's put it like that. So for the record, I'm in the bar car. I'm not leaving the bar car no matter what happens. It's the Tunis train. So if Tunis has a train, I'm on the train. I don't care if the train was headed to the cliff. As my man, I'm with my man. All right? So that's where I stand with it. As far as the club is concerned, I probably believe in Tunis more than I believe in the club, but that's okay. You know, again, the division is what we said. Nothing's changed in two losses with the Yankees. The division is still flawed. The Mets still, I don't think, are any good. Now, you know, we'll see what the division looks like post-trade deadline. But right now, they still have every chance to win. However, the problem, there's a big problem. Because while it's easy for me to go, well, the Mets are flawed, this team's flawed too. And I want to ask the questions as to, can you win with Aaron Nola pitching the way he's pitching? Like, I need him to be an ace, let alone, you know, at least a number two, not a five. Like, you can't win if he's this sometimesy, where he's good one out of every four starts, depending on the matchup and if he's at home. Like, I can't have that. I need him, especially with Eflin going on the injury list. I need him. I gotta have a lockdown. I gotta believe that he can get this thing done. And then I ask you, do they have a money player? Do they have a money guy? Now, Harper should be the money guy. Is he a big enough money guy? Like, you go around baseball, and the really good teams, they have these young studs, these stars, man. You wonder about Bryce sometimes. I love Bryce. I do. I love him. But I got to expect more from him. I'm sorry. Like, I need him to carry me. I keep waiting and waiting and waiting for him to go on a three-week tear where he carries me. And I love the dude. So, I need more out of him. Sorry, but that's kind of what it is. Now, what's around him, is it good enough? And then I want to talk about, is this team, has it reached into your heart? Like, where are they in the spectrum of likability or, you know, the teams that you love, right? Have you fallen in love with this team? That's another thing that I want to dive into because I really have not. Like, I like some guys. I don't hate them by any stretch of the matter. But I'm yet to go, oh, I love this team. Like, I love these guys. Now, in fairness, I love the Sixers. So much so, I'm pained. You know, I remember there was a game after the Wizards game, and I was just on a cloud. I love these guys. I love them. I love them. Meanwhile, you know, look how we feel. Like, I don't want to feel this way about Ben Simmons, but, you know, whatever. It is what it is. Circumstances dictate. It's how quickly things can change on a dime, which is not good. That makes me uneasy that things can change on a dime. Wentz changed on a dime. Simmons changed on a dime. I look at the Phils and I go, like, I love Harper, you know, JT, DD, right? Wheeler, you know, all the guys like Kutch. You know, I would love Kutch. If it was 10 years ago, Kutch is the man. Like, I root for Kutch. I like the Kutch. And then, you know, you start to go, hey, GG. I like Reese, but, you know, do you love Reese? Eh. I don't know about yet. Like, it's a weird group because we have yet, like Joe, like, forget about Charlie. I mean, you know, love Charlie, right? We love them. Now, I love the idea of Joe. Do I love Joe? Eh, I don't hate him. I'm not gabing him. But, you know, he hasn't really struck me as being warm yet. Like, I haven't. Maybe that's it. I haven't gotten cozy with this team. Like, they don't feel cozy to me. Again, they're like acquaintances. Like, you like them, but, yeah, you know, you still want, like, kind of feeling them out. There's the first love kind of guys. Like, you meet a guy, you go, like, you meet, like, a team, and you just love, oh, I love this team. I love these guys. Like, automatically, there's the first, that's the, the love at first sight sports. This team is more like, eh. It's a guy you see a while, hey, how are you? You good? Good. And yeah, I genuinely mean it, but you still haven't gotten that. Yeah, we got to get a beer. You got to go out and get a beer, and then, you know, then you see if you're really going to be buddies. Good morning, Chunas.
What's going on, man?
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes sense. And
you feel that way too?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think if you look around it, right? Like, I love JT. I believe that he is, if not the best, a top three catcher in Major League Baseball.
You love him as a player, I'm
right? But personality? No, I know. But yeah. Personality wise, you know,
I mean, you don't know him.
He doesn't really have. It doesn't seem like he has much of a personality. I loved what he did 2 years ago. When Jared Hughes came out of the bullpen, he rolled his eyes. Like, I think that was a collective feeling for the city of Philadelphia,
yes,
seeing Jared Hughes sprinting out of the bullpen at a turtle's pace. So I kind of rock with JT there, but I don't know what he's like personality wise. Bryce obviously has a great personality.
No, I love Bryce. I do. The only thing with Bryce, I just need more.
Well, from the baseball side of things, right? He has not reached the level of expectations that a lot of people have. I still think he's having a pretty damn good season if you look at all kinds of metrics and whatnot, but defensively he's struggling, and offensively all those solo home runs, people just look at stats. They don't see 50 RBI, and yet you could look at, like, the Marlins. When I was with my dad at the game the other day, he goes, who's this Duvall character who has 16 home runs and, like, 60 RBIs, right? I go, yeah, and he was batting like .210. So yeah, that's kind of the level of baseball you see nowadays, is a lot of power, just trying to drive in runs, and you'll go down swinging.
And a lot of strikeouts, and
but
a lot of...
He's got 16 home runs and 60 RBI.
A lot of 230 averages.
Right, whereas Bryce Harper was a lot of solo shots. His runners in scoring position average is not that high. He had the big double yesterday, but Real Muto was on first. So yeah, from the baseball side of things, he hasn't reached the level of expectations that a lot of people have. And then the other guys, it's like McCutchen, I would say, is the ultimate I love guy right now, because he's playing well and he's got the personality, but he's also in his mid-30s. So you know that he's not going to be here for another 5 years, which is why you can't really cozy up to McCutchen. It's almost like he's a fling for you right now. He is playing well, and he is a lovable dude, but he's not going to be here in 2025.
Right. I mean, let's face it. The last time we fell in love with the Phillies, I mean, my God, there were guys that all-timers.
Yeah, we still debate right? to this day who was the best player. And
Jimmy,
blah, blah, blah.
Like Jimmy was just a, what a lovable character.
Yes.
Jimmy was incredible. Right? So you had Jimmy, Chase, even though he was a little awkward off the field, he was Chase. Right?
Yeah, his play made up
so
for
stellar,
it.
So stellar,
yeah.
The way he did it. Peace. I mean, you know, he's the big bopper, and he was a lovable character. Love Ryan Howard. Right? And then you had Cole. Cole was a great, it was awesome.
Yeah.
We still love Cole.
We all,
right?
The Flying Hawaiian, everybody loved Chooch. Chooch was the nicest man in the world.
Chooch, we love. You see Chooch smiled. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then you had Charlie. Like, you know, and all those dudes, you just, you know, Moyer and, you know, you had all these guys that you just loved, man. I mean, you know, you remember Raul?
Yeah, I mean, everybody
loved Ibanez.
And now you look at this team, and it's kind of like, all right, you know, I'd rock with that guy.
And it's funny how true the team, the personality comes from the coach. It's such an old adage, but it's a truism, you know?
Yeah, it makes sense.
But they were all lovable. They were lovable dudes, winners, lovable. Like, they were like Charlie. This seems like a little, again, they're a little bit more acquaintance.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. That makes sense. And then, like, Reese, who I think is a good dude, right?
Yes.
But he still had that comment that I can't help but still think about the, you know, write about the good things, too.
Yeah.
I know he was saying that for the team. I get it. But, you know, that's something that I still can't really vibe with.
I'll give him a pass on that. But I can't vibe on it either. But I'll give him a pass because I want to. I think he does a lot of good work.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good dude.
I think he got screwed up. I think the organization screwed up his swing, messed him up. I really do.
Made him play left field.
You know, the contact just killed
his career.
Just buried him. So, you know, so I give him latitude.
Okay. So, yeah, from a likability factor.
But again, you're not running the, oh, my God. I mean, how many chases are around the area?
Right, right. Like, I like Archie Bradley. He seems like a cool dude. He came with the home run hat, the sombrero. But that's about it. Like, all right, he seems like a cool dude. He's a reliever, you know, whatever. He's not a household name. And yeah, that's the other thing, household names. People went overboard loving Aaron Nola and Scott Kingery, even when they were at their low points. Well, yeah. Nola hasn't left his low point, but when they first started going downhill, it was, hey, don't be too hard on him. He's one of our guys. I don't give a damn if you got signed or traded for or if you were drafted. As long as you're producing, I like you. But there are a lot of people that have that emotional attachment to somebody who came up through the system.
Homegrown? Yeah,
yeah, people love that around here.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
And, but again, 08, it was all homegrown talent. Well, at least your strongest core. Hamels, Howard, Utley, and Rollins was homegrown talent, which we haven't had in a long time here. So I understand why people get attached to the homegrown talent, but that doesn't mean anything to me. If you're performing well, I like you, and I don't care where you came from.
Yes.
But this team is flawed. It is. And, you know, you're right. There were people that were getting on me yesterday. I got a lot of people sent me memes and GIFs and videos of trains coming off the track. And I'll be honest.
That's good-natured fun.
I hope it is. Because I also got tweets saying I'm off the train. Yo, listen. I'm not one of those guys that's Ben Simmons stay on that side. Remember he said that a few years ago?
Yeah, I do remember that.
But I said my arm will always be out and you can always jump on the train. But what I don't like is people jumping off this early. I saw so many tweets, start selling now. Well, hold on a second, because they lost two games?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Listen,
slow down, guys.
I don't think it's a sell job. Again, I still think you got to buy.
Yeah, Dombrowski said it again. Yes, I read the ESPN power rankings came out today in Major League Baseball. Even after the two straight losses, the Phillies jumped up from 21 to 13, according to ESPN, right? And whoever did the power rankings, their ESPN, it wasn't like Buster Olney or Kirkchin, but whoever was writing the blurbs on each team said that the Phillies will be buyers and they will buy a center fielder and a reliever. Like, that guy is certain. It wasn't Phillies will be in the market for. It was like they are going to get a center fielder. They're going to get a reliever. So if that's the case, why are you jumping off right now? At least wait till, at least hold on to the rail of the train to the deadline, because they might make a move where you're going to go, wow, this might actually help them out, because it's pretty obvious what they need.
Yeah, well, I don't think they need to. Honestly, I get why people have trepidation, because it all depends on where do you want to, where's the train going? Like, the train's not, like we know the train's not going to Eden.
No, which is a World Series change.
Right, like that's
not
Eden.
Happening. No.
But, you know, the train may leave you off at the beach. Like, you know, if I get off the train and, you know, I got
that's a playoff berth, man.
I got a beach day, I'm happy. Right? Like, I got a beach day.
It's a magical train, so I'll drop you off at any beach you want.
Yeah, I don't think you, I mean, listen, I'll settle for Brigantine with no flies going the other way.
All right,
no flies.
Okay,
so. Ocean
good.
Breeze, right? Blows off the flies.
Yes.
So just give me a Brigantine beach day with no flies.
Okay.
Or a Wildwood.
Deal.
You know what I mean? I go get a slice of Max. I'm happy. All right? Like, I'm not thinking I'm in Hawaii. Okay. Kauai. Right?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Fine. When you walk off the train, we'll give you $20 for boardwalk stuff.
Right. I can go play a couple games. Well, for $20, you get one game. these games are crazy. Two basketball, you get two shots for $20.
It's crazy. Like,
what, it used to be two for a dollar,
and
two for $5.
And you know, people still line up.
Yeah, two for 20. They put up a basketball, boom, two for 20 to win a jersey that fell at the back of a truck. I mean, anyway. But you get my point.
I get it.
And I'm on the train for you. I'm in the bar car.
Thanks. That's a foxhole move by you, man.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going anywhere.
I hear you, and I appreciate that. But it's people that are willing to jump off already.
But you understand why, right? Like, you get that. I mean, look, they're not that good. I mean,
yeah, but you can't be like, oh, wow, they went 3-4 against the Marlins. I'm on. Oh, they lost to the Yankees.
I agree with
you. Like, come on now.
We are a manic bunch, and we are. And you also have to, listen, you also got to give some latitude to the fan base. They've been through the ringer.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're through the ringer.
Well, we did this during the Sixers season, too, regular season when they were the one seed.
But look what happened.
Well, I hear you.
So that's why, you know.
Yeah, but we don't have championship expectations with this team. I'm just hoping to win the damn division. That sucks.
I know, dude. I get it. I'm talking about the fan, though. The fan, everyday guy going to work every day is going to, you know, he's going to be up and down. Because that's, you know, he's looking for something to cling to. And he knows deep down, this team's probably not going to take him anywhere.
I mean, look, so, you still have Neris on the stand team.
You know?
My God, that was a shot by Odor. I mean, this Neris. Two-pitch Neris.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, that's what you got.
Odor had hit it out of the damn earth.
I mean, that's what you...
We're in the space.
I mean, that's what you got.
Went up with Bezos up in space, that home run.
Yeah. So, therein lies the conundrum that are the Phillies. And we'll discuss it. Well, also, we need to discuss the sports rules of the land.
Yes.
Today at 12:30, the trial of Anthony R. Gargano. Now, Anthony R. Gargano is my father. Now, he is charged with treason. Now, the said facts of the case... I received a text message right before 8 o'clock with a GIF. Would that be a GIF?
No, that was just a photo.
Oh, a photo. Yeah. All right, whatever. But a GIF moves, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the memes got the saying, right? That's the difference?
Yeah, meme, photo, whatever, however you want to call
it. Anyway, fear to deer. Photo of the fear to deer. You know that thing? Fear to deer. And I was like, fear the deer. Wow. And I went, that's a violation. And he went, no, it's not. They're not playing the Sixers. I was like, Really?
Ew. Total violation.
Right. So anyway, that was it. I don't watch the game because I can't stomach myself to watch the game. After the game, great win, exclamation mark. From dad. Now, I ignored it because great win.
Not, hey, that was a great game. I really enjoyed it.
No, great win. Like, I couldn't even stomach to watch the game, let alone take any kind of glee because the Bucks won. And I like Giannis. I've always been a Giannis type of fan in that sense. But I couldn't. Great win. So he goes on trial today for treason.
As he should.
He will be represented by Marone Law. Joe Marone, Esquire, will be his defense. One of the great defense attorneys in the city of Philadelphia. And presiding over the case, the Secretary of Defense, the General, General T.Y. Johnson, will be presiding over the case. You'll, of course, be the bailiff, Tunis.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
So we need to go over the letter, because Tunis and I were now, we got to be careful, because that ambiguity could be a loophole for my father.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
So you got to make sure the rules of the land are in place firmly. We got lots to get to. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Just getting started on a Thursday. Let's talk Bagster. So it's been the summer of organization, right? The summer of organization. I got all kinds of things. So I got trying to clean out storage spots, right? I had my man Jimmy Austin and the crowd from TNN Movie. They came over to help me out. I got all this stuff going on, right? And I got three Bagsters in the driveway. In fact, I called Waste Management today. He said, I need to get picked up. Yeah. Got to get picked up, man. It's the greatest thing in the world. Because all the junk and stuff that you have, you don't even realize how much you accumulate during life. Well, this is why you get the Bagster. It's a dumpster in a bag, a free cubic yard dumpster in a bag that's sold at Home Depot and Lowe's and local home improvement stores everywhere for just $29.99. It's amazing. It's incredible. Because it's got all this stuff, all the girth. It holds 3,300 pounds of waste, strength to help with your cleanup. It's not unsightly. And as you work on it's on demand. All right? You know, you're not paying by the day, renting this thing. It's easy. You buy it, you fill it, and then poof, it's gone. You call Waste Management. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with a Bagster. Dumpster in a bag.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 12:30. Right here, Cuz Radio with Tunis. Oh, we got something big happening. Don't forget, our 12 o'clock hour is brought to you by the great people at Service First Heating and Air Conditioning. Yeah. Get 0% financing for 72 months. $500 rebate when you purchase a complete heating and cooling system from Service First. Learn more at servicefirsthvac.com. All right. It is now the trial of Anthony R. Gargano. Now, the charge is treason. Crimes against the land of Philadelphia. As you know, we have seceded from the rest of the nation. We have our own land. It's our own country. All right? You know the borders? South to this, to Delaware, middle part of Delaware, out west to Lancaster and beyond. And we make a big swath up to about exit 9 and down through the our part of the Jersey Shore, Brigantine. And that's the swath, the land, the borders of Philadelphia. So, me as the Prime Minister, I received a text the other night from my dear father, whom I love. And it was, fear the deer. Before Bucks and Suns game 6. And it was a picture of the buck and fear the deer, the moniker used in Milwaukee. I was aghast and said, that's a violation. He said, nah. Sixers aren't playing the Bucks. And then I just let it go. Until afterwards, I got a text after the game that I did not watch because I'm so depressed because of the Sixers. I have not watched a freaking game since they lost. He sent a text, hell of a win with an exclamation mark.
Uh-oh.
Let it also be known that his girlfriend is from the state of Wisconsin. So let's meet the participants with us. Chunas, you're the bailiff. So I'll allow you to introduce the parties presiding over the case, General T.Y. Johnson.
All rise for the judge.
General T.Y., we also have the defendant, Anthony R. Gargano, and, of course, the great attorney. We had to get the best. I knew that I love my father to death. I wanted to get the best attorney available. And that would be one Joseph Marone Esquire, Marone Law. All right, Chunas, introduce the people.
Well, he pretty much just did all that.
All right. Well, everybody.
Here's Tyrone.
All right, everyone, be seated. Be seated.
All right, here's the judge.
All right. Now, we're going to start with a little opening argument. You laid yours out, I think, pretty well, Anthony.
I just give the backstory of the case.
Yeah, you give the backstory. So, since you are always, even in this land, innocent until proven guilty, we'll allow Joe Marone to lay out a opening argument. And then we'll go from there.
Well, I think let the defendant speak. You want to meet the defendant?
Sure. Mr. Gargano, how are you today?
Okay. Listen, I have one request. You know, when I speak, I'm Italian. When I speak, I move my hands. Can you take the handcuffs off, please?
Listen, I would never let my client speak. He's got a Fifth Amendment right, so please stop asking him questions.
We will. Bailiff, you can remove the cuffs. That is all right. We will remove the cuffs. And then we will get started. All right? Get them ready. All right? So, Anthony Gargano, the plaintiff in the case, if you want to lay out what was the timeline for what happened.
So, pregame was the Bucks text, uh-huh. Right? Fear the deer. Postgame, and I did try to tell him that's a violation. Mm-hmm. He sloughed it off. And then post-game was the hell of a win, exclamation mark.
All right. Mr. Gargano, is anything that your son said inaccurate?
No, what he described was accurate, but there is an opening statement that I would like to make.
Well, go right ahead. Well,
you should talk it over with your counsel.
Well, first and foremost, I think you should let your attorney make at least some opening remarks.
Yeah, I think so. Mr. Marone, you go, then the defendant shall go.
The counselor could call you to the stand.
It's the Commonwealth of Philadelphia's burden to prove their case, and they must prove it beyond a reasonable doubt, which is really a difficult burden. We know he was in Florida at the time. The question is, does he even justify as a Philadelphia resident? But throw that technicality out. Why was he making this statement? Was he doing it directly in violation as a Philadelphia fan, or was he doing it on behalf of someone else? And if the facts are true, he was doing it on behalf of his lady friend, to support her in their relationship. So really, if you look at those facts, it wasn't a direct violation. And that technicality should acquit him.
Well, he's good, man. Let me tell you something.
That's a pretty strong argument laid out, but...
That counts as pretty skilled, man.
Pretty good, but Mr. Gargano, you said that there's extenuating circumstances. Your counselor has now spoke on your behalf. I'm going to allow you, if you so choose, to speak on your own behalf as to why you sent not one, but two different text messages to your son, and then I'll have a couple questions for you to follow up.
Okay. The problem that my son has is that he confuses fandom and love of sports.
Objection. Now, hold on. I got to hold you right there. First things first. What were the circumstances? You're dodging the question for why you sent the two text messages. Then we can get into a larger conversation about sports fandom. Why did you send the text messages unprovoked, according to the plaintiff?
I sent the text messages because there was an opportunity to watch a game that included a generational player with his skills and talents and execution that could deliver a victory for the NBA championship.
Sir, now I want to remind you that you are under oath. What's the real reason why you sent those text messages? Was it because of transcendent talent? Or perhaps there was another motivation for sending those text messages? Because I believe he claimed you sent a text message that said, fear the deer with the logo, nothing about the transcendent player that you are claiming you were watching the game for.
Listen, my client is going to assert the defense of insanity. He's entitled to assert that defense after watching the play of Ben Simmons, okay, in these playoff rounds. Any individual, any Philly fan would go insane. And so based on those facts, he should be acquitted just on his sanity alone on Ben Simmons' play and after watching the Milwaukee Bucks win the title.
You see?
Wow, that's compelling, man.
It is compelling, Mr. Marone.
Wow.
But the first text But the first text was sent, if I am correct, before the Bucks had won the title, and the Suns, who also have a transcendent player, perhaps the best game manager of all time, is on the Suns, and Chris Paul, did you not send the initial text before the championship had been won, Mr. Gargano?
Indeed, I sent the initial text at the beginning of the game to encourage my son to watch that game, because he's a sportsman. He loves that sport of basketball. But he didn't watch the game. He gave up the opportunity to watch that game. You know, when the Eagles are not in the Super Bowl, you still watch the Super Bowl because you love the sport. You're a fan of the sport.
That's true, except in 2002, when the Eagles lost to the Buccaneers, I did not watch the Super Bowl. I went to the movies because I was so distraught at the Eagles not winning. And same thing with the Sixers. And I may or may not have a book deal on both of them on the line in both of the circumstances.
Mr. Gargano, would you like to respond to that?
Yeah. There was one time he did not watch the Super Bowl.
All right. Now,
he watches the Super Bowl every year. The Eagles aren't in it. And when you watch the Super Bowl, you're watching the sport, and you wind up with a rooting interest. So you root for a team, but you're enjoying the sport. It's the love of the sport. You know, you learned the love of the sport from birth. Fandom is acquired. The love of the sport is innate from birth.
Now, Mr. Gargano, I have to ask you flat out. All right, because you've dodged the initial question about the motivation. You don't send fear the deer just for love of the game. Are you, and be honest, remember you are under oath, were you motivated by a woman to send that text message? Were you motivated by a woman?
Uh-oh. No. Let me clarify.
Hold on, Mr. Gargano. Were you motivated
Kessler,
by a woman?
I would jump in and save my client.
Listen, the question, was he motivated by a woman? That was the intent. It wasn't to violate his fandom or his love of Philadelphia. It was to support his woman when she won her championship. Listen, you haven't proven the case. The case should be thrown out.
Hold on.
I'm opening champagne.
No, hold on. This is a major problem here. Mr. Gargano, where'd you grow up? Did you grow up in the Italian part of Milwaukee?
Of course not.
Oh.
Born and raised in South Philadelphia.
Oh, South Philadelphia. So, you allowed a woman to overtake all of your sports fandom. This is all of your sports fandom. And now you're rooting for a Milwaukee team who you should actually be rooting for, the Suns, in actuality. You're rooting for a Milwaukee team due to a woman and disregarding a long history of growing up and living in South Philadelphia. Sir, is that true or untrue?
Listen, Italian men have done worse for women. Okay. So that being said, that itself, okay, should be a reason for an acquittal.
That is not reason for acquittal. We got real problems here, Mr. Gargano. You have to decide going forward. All right, I heard something about from your attorney about a possible move to Florida. Is that correct?
I live in Florida, yes.
So you live in Florida. So, no, hold on. Because one thing I have to be is about the laws of Philadelphia. You are born and bred in Philadelphia. Is there a chance that next you will abandon other teams from Philadelphia and become fans of Florida teams? Is that a possibility now? Are you a Philadelphia fan at all? Are you willing to win a case to disregard all of your Philadelphia and disavow all of your Philadelphia sports fandom? Because it sounds to me like you are, Mr. Gargano, and no counselor, Mr. Barone, can't save you from this one, sir. Are you disavowing all Philadelphia sports? Because that's what it sounds like.
That is absolutely ridiculous, Your Honor. Absolutely
fear
ridiculous.
And the deer sounds like that. Doesn't sound like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6ers. It does not sound that way. It sounds very different to me.
Let me clarify something for you. At the beginning of the NBA playoffs, I told my lady friend, there's a chance that my Sixers can wind up playing your Bucks. If that happens, you know we're on opposite ends of the table.
If that happens. All right, let me ask you this then, Mr. Gardner. And Mr. Rome may have to save you there. This seems like the start of a troubling trend. And it would call more for treason. What if it comes down to Eagles and Packers? If it comes down to Eagles and Packers, sir, and you had to decide to either side with the new love of your life or with your roots, with your bone marrow, who will you side with, Mr. Gargano?
Ah, now I got you, Your Honor. My lady friend, let me answer your question. My lady friend got us tickets to an Eagles-Packers game, and I sat there in Packerland rooting for the Eagles.
What were you wearing to the game, Mr. Gargano?
I wore an Eagles shirt, and there's a picture of me in front of the stadium wearing my Eagles shirt.
Now, sounds like you were in a cold climate. Did you wear an Eagles shirt, then quickly put on a warm coat over top the shirt so that people would not see
it? I think the counselor's got to jump in here.
Listen, this question is completely out of line. The issue was, fear the deer. How do we get to the Packers? I'm going to say, listen, this is inadmissible at this point. I want all this evidence stricken from the record. There's an issue of abandonment. And on top of that, if I had a lady friend, the way the Philadelphia teams are playing, I'd do what the lady friend wants anyway. Because I want to get more out of the lady, okay, than I'm going to get out of the Philadelphia teams.
All right. Now, while that may be true, Mr. Barone, you are now no longer only counsel. Mr. Joe Marone is now also on trial for treason. Sports treason. He just
I'll
made a like treasonous statement. Mr. Marone is also now on trial. Who are you going to choose? The woman or the sports team? And he said the woman.
You're like Bobby Simone.
What are you doing there? What kind of kangaroo court do you think I'm running around here? You, sir, just committed sports treason. So one more time, I'm going to go back to the original plaintiff. Now, you heard what your father said. He says that it was for, quote, love of the game. I don't buy it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it for 1 second that it was for, quote, love of the game. Now, I have the second text message that you sent in which your son did not respond to your initial point. And you said, hell of a win, exclamation point. Mr. Gargano, please explain why hell of a win is not rooting for the Bucks, because it sounds very root-like to me.
Hey, listen, as I said before, when you're a sportsman.
I am a true sportsman.
If you're watching a sporting event, your team is not in it, you're going to have a rooting interest. You're watching the game, you're going to have a rooting interest. Did I have a rooting interest? Of course I had a rooting interest. Did I watch an incredible performance? That was a hell of a game.
Again, Mr. Gargano, I'm looking at the evidence that was submitted. Nothing. There's no mention of a great performance by Giannis, only about wins. Yeah, did you ever at one point mention Booker's great performances? He's only 24 years of age and was going over 40 points multiple times in the series. You weren't noticing that performance. Once again, Mr. Gargano, can you just admit flat out that you were rooting for the Bucks? And, sir, if that is
true. Leading. You're putting words into my client's mouth. His terms were general in nature. He spoke as a sportsman. Based on that information and that information only, you cannot convict this man.
Okay, now you, Mr. Marone, one last question for you, because now that you're on trial as well. I just want to clarify. Did you say that if you had the choice between a woman and your sports team, that you would choose the woman? Did you not say that, Mr. Marone, and you were under oath? Let me remind you.
7 days of the week. Exactly right. I admit to those facts. I'll plead guilty.
Oh, boy. All right, there will be charges forthcoming. But now, Mr. Gargano, I want to give you a chance to lay out a clause. Go ahead.
No, I just want to say, Your Honor, and as the Prime Minister of the Land of Philadelphia, I will say that the jury will take place over the next hour.
Okay.
All right? Mm-hmm. Now, I think that, Your Honor, you've done an admirable job. That's why you're my Secretary of Defense as well, the General T.Y. Johnson. I think that Mr. Marone and Mr. Anthony R. Gargano deserve final.
Yes, absolutely.
They should for final arguments.
They should be able to make closing statements. And then what will happen is the jury will preside over the case. And then I will deliver the verdict based on what the jury says. Because, you know, we don't know how. Maybe they think it was more of a manslaughter. If you guys have the floor, the defendants, both your attorney and the defendant, you guys have the floor.
Fine. I'll make a closing on behalf of my client, Mr. Gargano. Mr. Gargano gave a general answer to his son's tweet. He said, listen, he was supportive of Milwaukee's play. He didn't say it specifically. I've also inserted the defense of insanity, which I think trumps the whole case. I think anyone was insane after they watched the Sixers lose game 7. I'm still insane myself over it. And I think, listen, it's clear that he did it on behalf of his lady friend. He didn't do it as a Philadelphia fan. And that being said, he should be acquitted. Nothing further.
All right. And Mr. Gargano, would you like to speak on your own behalf before we close out?
Yes. And the point I would like to make is sports fandom versus the love of the sport. And it was the love of the sport, you know, it was a chicken and egg situation, right? Your love of the sport came first. Then you learn fandom. I did not violate any fandom rules. I am a 76ers fan throughout. I was a fan throughout the playoffs. They didn't make it. So now my fan of the sport comes into play. All and right. I watch an incredible performance. And I tried to share a little bit with my son because he was depressed.
Oh, so now you're throwing in the father card now, right at the last minute. And the last thing I will say is I just want to be reminded, just so it's in the evidence, that Mr. Gargano did not send any text messages about a performance. He only sent fear the deer and hell of a win. Just so people know, there was no mention of any great performance by Giannis, despite Mr. Gargano's insistence that it was truly about the performance, leading me, going into the end of this trial, that it was perhaps for the woman. And if you're choosing a woman over sports, well, I'll let you guys decide.
All right. You've heard it. Love you guys. And I'm rooting for you as the prime minister. I'm rooting for acquittal. But I got to put it in the hands of General T.Y.
Shame. 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 Shame.
Love you, Dad. Love you, Joe. My boys, we'll find out how it ends. There it is. Next hour, 610-632-0975. You're now hold the fate of one Anthony R. Gargano. General, what needs to happen? Majority?
We're going to go by majority. The larger the majority, the tougher the sentence, I will say. The larger the majority, the tougher the sentence.
Okay. There it is.
We're not going to get unanimous because we're going to have more than, yeah, you know, 12 right, angry men. We're going to have many, many people weigh in this over right, the next hour.
And you will come back, General, in about 45 minutes to deliver the verdict?
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, General.
Thank you.
You are you're an amazing fellow. You're like Jack Nicholson on that wall.
And I try. I try. Yes. Thank you.
All right. 610-632-0975. We need yours. You heard the arguments. Let me tell you about Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem. I love it. I'll be there later on tonight for Cuz's Corner. Yeah, man. Cannot wait. We're gonna have some fun there. And it's always fun at Parks Casino. We'll have my man Brad Feinberg on. Don't forget, we do the podcast, the Pizza Bagel Podcast. Check that out. It'll be on Apple soon, right now on iTunes. You can check that out all over. It's a lot of great stuff. Here you go. Pro football odds to win it. Oh, I love it. Football is here. It's close. Kansas City, 6-1. Tampa, 6.5-1. Buffalo, 12-1. Rams, 13-1. No Cam Akers. I don't like it. Browns 16-1, Cowboys 28-1. What? Steelers 40-1, Washington 50-1, Birds 70-1. Baseball, Dodgers 4-1. Are you kidding me? Tunis, the Mets 8.5-1. What? Horrible. Yankees 25-1. Blech. Phillies, the Train 66-1. And in the CONCACAF Gold Cup on Sunday, USA v. Jamaica, USA minus 167. Yes. Here you go. It's great stuff here at Parks Casino. Bring it home to you, parkscasino.com/PA. Use that promo code SPORTS. You'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. You got to be in PA. You got to be 21. I'm just thinking about the trial. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, no. No. Sorry, here we go. We're doing a trial. Some people weighing in on the trial of one Anthony R. Gargano. Delta Flight says, Ant, your father is guilty of sin. Hell of a win denotes fandom. If he's coming from an aspect of fandom of the sport, he would have said hell of a game. Then Mr. G tries to spin it and say he was texting to cheer up his depressed son. Hell of a win? More like hell of a spin. Sad. He needs to be in a Siberian gulag eating porridge. Lock him up.
Now, I will say this.
Guilty.
Ant. Your father's very lucky that the voting can only happen over the phones. Between the YouTube chat board and Twitter, it is stone guilty.
Really?
Not even close.
Yes.
He's getting some support here and there.
Yes.
But between the YouTube chat, I was going through it. Mark D on the YouTube chat said, enjoy your final hour, Mr. R. Gargano.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And then people had a problem with Yolanda saying that she's too nice, which is what part of the problem is here in Philadelphia with the sports teams. So now there are people in the chat that are upset with the jury.
You cannot, not, please do not bring Yolanda into this. Okay?
I'm just saying
what the
citizens of the land are reacting to right
listen,
now.
Listen, by the way, Junis and I just happen to be wearing gray t-shirts.
Yes, they pointed, the YouTube chat pointed that out. I saw it. For all the people that go, you didn't see our chat earlier today. No, I'm looking at you right now. I saw it. I just didn't want to make mention of it. We're matching again.
Yeah, that's bad, but, you know, it's an honest mistake.
Here's the deal. I can't wear Phillies. You know what I mean? I'm not wearing Sixers like Tyler Zuli yesterday.
Right. No, that was bad.
Eagles I rocked the other day. Yesterday when we...
Tyler Zuli, the tie pod.
Yeah, I can't go Sixers.
He's a tie pod.
And so I went gray t-shirt because that's the mood I'm in.
Yes.
I'm not in mourning today, but I got a gray cloud over me losing 2 to the Yanks.
It's amazing. By the way, I always tell you about my man Joseph Love, right? He works at the embassy in the Congo.
Oh, yeah.
Defending America. He's been at all the hot spots.
Appreciate his service.
No, he's the man now. He's got great service to the land. All right? He's the guy that we need with any kind of op situation. And he said, in fact, he's going to come see us next week in studio.
Oh, nice.
Looking forward to it.
I can't wait.
He's making his annual trip home from the Congo, and he's going to come visit us.
Oh, I can't wait.
So we're looking forward to that.
I want to shake that hand, man.
By the way, he says, Mr. Anthony R. Gargano, not guilty. Respect for the Don Jefe Laperriere. Respect for Dad. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. That's from our ops officer, Joseph Love.
All right. Well, on the phones, it's 4-1, not guilty.
All right. Well, here we go. Let's continue. Charles in Paulsboro. Charles, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good afternoon, Prime Minister Gargano.
Thank you, Charles.
And to the second in command, Sir Chunis. This is your boy Minister Mickens from Paulsboro.
Yes, Minister.
Formerly of Gloucester County. Only for two reasons, Prime Minister. To give you one, the answer to the question that you so desire. And that is, your father is guilty by association and disassociation. Because he stated that he does, since the Sixers are no longer in the playoffs, they lost, he went with the misses and started rooting for the Bucks basketball team. So therefore, my friend, he is guilty by disassociation and guilty by association to the woman of the household. He is guilty.
Thank you, Charles, for casting your vote.
And before you go, Anthony, You are the sole leader of the line, correct?
I'm right now an elected voice for the time being, prime minister.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I talked to the father from above.
Yes.
And he said
he's the real boss.
Since you are the ruler of the land, and he blesses you for that, you have the power to summon one Ben Simmons to your chambers and have a one-on-one exclusive, and you are to find out the why he abandoned the team, because the team did not abandon him.
Aye, aye, Minister. Yes, sir, Minister. I will take on that responsibility.
And I will be praying for you that you have, when you accomplish this, so the world will know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
So help me live on the land, Brocano, Charles?
Cuz?
Yes.
I already been blessed, my
very
friend,
good. Thank you.
With tickets.
We love
and
you,
I
Charles.
I told you, I cannot wait to see you and Jan Tunis.
We'll
in
be there,
the
baby.
Future.
We got you. Thank you, Charles, Mr. Minister. You're the man.
Hey, by the way,
yes.
Per multiple sources, the ghost looks like will be traded to the Arizona Coyotes.
Bye-bye.
Thank God.
Get out.
Oh, but he's so good.
Stinks.
I hated that last
year. Mr. Turnover, got to spare. Aaron! Yo, Aaron!
Anthony.
What's going on, eh?
I have to ask you a couple. Yes. Two quick questions.
Yes.
Who led you to be, did your father influence you to be a 4-for-4 guy?
Of course.
Of course. Okay. Do you believe he's still a 4-for-4 guy?
I do.
Okay, so insanity, which they pleaded.
Yes.
Is legit.
The counselor.
Simmons made him insane, made Philadelphia insane. And sure enough, a woman can make you insane. I find him not guilty, my friend.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. They could put you.
Insanity from Simmons and the woman.
Yes.
Yes.
They could put you insane, man. So, you know, that was the best thing. And it's so funny. I'm walking up and down the streets, man, and people have you on the radio, man. And we're cracking up listening to this thing, man. It was beautiful, man. I like the way. You're such a brilliant mind, man. Get into Hollywood, brother. Get into Hollywood.
I tried, man. They don't want me, cuz.
Because you're going to get in there. Go Philly way then. Just go by Philly. Do some Philly stuff. Get in there, brother, because you're right there, man. Put me in a couple of movies, me and little Aaron. We'll be up in there sharing, you know, have our Eagle stuff or Sixers stuff or whatever, man. But
I like it.
Compelling. I love it, man. It was funny.
I love you, man. Thanks, brother. Yeah.
All right, brother.
All right, baby. Talking soon. All right, we got to go rapid fire, bailiff.
Yeah. We got a couple more minutes left because we got to read the final verdict. General T.Y. Johnson is ready.
All right.
But we got to get the final verdict.
Okay. So let's go try to go rapid fire. So let's try to give this vote quickly. And again, if you're in need, you want to go Brocano, I still got you on that. So let's go to, here he is, Karate Mark. Hello, Karate Mark.
What's up? I'm going to get this on as quick as possible for you guys. We got two things on trial here. We got one thing. Fear the deer. Did not say, go Bucks. He said, I believe the Bucks are going to win tonight. We got at the end. What do you say at the end? Hell of a win. He didn't say, go Bucks. He explained exactly what us Sixers fans did not get this year. We did not get a hell of a performance. Not guilty. Absolutely
not guilty. He says.
I call mistrial. I call the Sixers should be on the damn trial.
Wow, he's like Pacino. This whole court is out of order.
The Sixers are what? Not guilty.
Wow.
Not guilty.
KM.
Thank you, Kevin in Center City, Kev.
What's going on, Anthony? Listen, he's not guilty by insanity, and I also implore Bob Marino to file a countersuit against one Benjamin Davis Simmons for emotional distress and mental anguish. Second point of clarification, I've heard numerous members of this staff on these airways openly support and root for the Phoenix Suns based on their affinity for one Devon Givens. So if your father's on trial, there's a whole lot of people that should be on trial for treason. Just put it out there. Not guilty.
Wow, Kevin, thank you. Now, I will say this. Devon's got the blood rule.
He's in the land.
So, but he's got the blood rule, and it's West Coast, and he's got the blood, and you're not the rival. So, and the blood, man, his cousin.
And we weren't, what was their hashtag? For the Valley or something?
Yeah.
I wasn't texting that to anyone.
Right, right.
Just saying.
C-Bass. What's going on, C-Bass?
Yo, Prime Minister, it's good to speak with you.
What a pleasure, C-Bass.
All right, so I'm going to try and be quick because I know y'all got to get this verdict in. And obviously you, the Prime Minister, the General, of course, and the Secretary of Transportation driving the tuna train is going to have to make this verdict. But there was one incriminating thing that he said at the end of his statement. I'm disregarding the text messages. He said that fan of the sport trumps fandom of Philadelphia. And I think that in itself is a violation of the Declaration of Independence of the land.
Mm.
So with that in mind.
But isn't that more like God, country? Right.
But
like,
who do you go for? You know, then that's what I'm saying. I don't think he needs a whole, you know, Siberian exile porridge situation. But he definitely needs some time in the pit of misery to, you know, realize his wrong.
You know what? That's actually not bad. Like,
because the whole point of punishment is to correct.
Yes.
They don't want to exile. He's your father.
Right.
You know, you guys fell in love with
your father, Luke. Yes.
You fell in love with it together. You got to, that's redemptive.
Yes.
You need to get that back. So,
that's genius.
Exile is not the answer. He is 100% guilty. But we need redemption here, Prime Minister.
Oh, Seabass, you're a bright man. In fact, Seabass, are you a fisherman by any chance?
I'm not a fisherman. Seabass is an abbreviation.
Oh, I got you, but I love Seabass. That's a great name. I got to find a role for you in the land, okay?
I'm in, cuz. Whatever all you right. need from me. I'm in on the land. I'm on the tuna train. You know, I'll run the bar in the bar car, whatever you need.
You could be a great bar. Seabass, that's a great bartender name.
There you go.
We'll make you the bartender in the bar car. All right, cool.
All right,
thanks, brother. Appreciate it. One more before the general, because I spy General T.Y. Johnson has made it into the chambers, out of his chambers, and into the courtroom. Alan from Villanova. Hello, Alan.
Hey, Anthony. Oh, boy. T. Johnson coming in, man. That's scary stuff. He's a hanging judge. Anyway, from the former public defender, criminal defense, I'm going with reasonable doubt. If your dad had rooted for the Bucks against the Sixers, there'd be no question about it. But since the Sixers weren't playing, your dad can do what he wants. He's your dad. He's clearly not guilty. Not guilty is my vote for your dad.
Wow, clearly not. Even I can't say he's clearly not guilty, but
he doesn't have to be. All you need is reasonable doubt.
I appreciate your sentiment, Alan. You know what? But that fits. That fits. Now, you were an attorney, right, Alan?
Yes.
What sort of law did you practice?
Well, most of my life was workers' compensation and personal injury, but from 1978 to 1984, I was a public defender in Chester County.
Oh, so there you go.
That's 6 years of criminal.
What'd you think of Mr. Marone's performance, Mr. Joseph Marone Esquire?
I didn't actually catch that part of it.
You didn't hear it?
You'll crack up about that.
That's all right, buddy. You would have been impressed, is my point.
Yeah, and as far as Devon Givens goes, he's a great host, and I know he's Mikhail's cousin. But just remind Devon that at least, although he didn't get to play because of injury, at least one Villanova guy got a ring, and that would be Dante DiVincenzo, even though he couldn't play.
I love you the best, Al.
He's your dad. You cannot convict your own dad.
That's why I got the general. I'm not. I don't want him convicted, but I can't help the general.
Oh my God, he's crazy.
General T.Y. Johnson, man. He's the man.
Well, 3 months ago, he was talking about the fact that they were talking about Mickey, Miss, and Ty were talking about that Pavarotti took a steak from Henry Kissinger at a dinner, and Ty said if it was his steak, he would have stabbed Pavarotti through the neck.
I agree.
Get the boy off my steak, your mother father. Thank you, Al.
A capital offense.
That's awesome. All right. We've now reached that portion of the case.
All rise for Judge General T.Y. Johnson.
All right. Please be seated. All right.
I even did the salute to the YouTube audience.
And I appreciate you doing that because, the jury has ruled. And I have it in front of me. All right, here we go. The jury has ruled in favor of Anthony R. Gargano by a count of 8-3, pending a retrial after a majority vote because there was a majority of guilty votes on social media. It's almost basically declared a mistrial.
Wow!
Basically a mistrial.
So the general, what is your... So now he just walks free.
He walks free with a couple caveats. Electronic bracelet monitoring. All right, so he can move, but we're going to have to keep a track of what he's doing and where he's going. And
he can't set foot in Wisconsin again.
Can't set foot in Wisconsin for at least 24 months.
Okay.
All right, not permanent. 24 months, no Wisconsin. And he must recluse himself from at least the first week of primetime games in the NFL.
Wow!
To force him to be locked back in with the Eagles, he cannot watch the opener Sunday night or either Monday night games, week one.
I like it.
He will settle in and watch the Eagles. He's an Eagles fan, so he's not missing a whole lot.
So what does it matter?
Exactly. So he will miss the opener Thursday night game. He will watch the Eagles Sunday against the
Falcons. He cannot say hell of a game.
None of that.
He can't say go Pack go.
None of that. And he cannot watch the Sunday night game or either Monday night game week one. And then he will move on with his life.
Well, I'll tell you, General T.Y. Johnson, you're an amazing, amazing figure here. We're in the land. We're grateful to have you as the Minister of Defense.
Well, I greatly appreciate it. And listen, the people have spoken, but the call-in jury and then the social media jury, yeah, it's a mistrial.
Listen, I hear you. I'm just happy my father walks. Just a few caveats, that's
just
all.
Just a couple of caveats, yeah, that I'm sure he would be willing to do.
Yes.
I mean, being that he is allegedly still, yes, a Philadelphia sports fan. Yes.
Well, you'll be doing some of this coming up?
Yes. First things first, with the NFL news you guys mentioned,
yeah,
we're going to now put, I can tell you, unvaccinated players on trial in the 2 o'clock hour.
Wow.
A lot of people to decide.
Look at that. I love it. I love it. And Connor in for the Tide Pod.
Yes.
All right. Awesome. Stay tuned. Tyrone and Mike Mastelli show's coming up next. I got to tell you guys, we're awesome. Thank you so much for all your contribution, as always. Don't forget, we'll be later on at Parks Casino. That's right. Ben Salem, Cousins Corner. So I'll be on post-tie. I'll have Brad on to go over some of the games, and you can check all that out. Thanks for hanging, as always. We love you, and we'll see you later on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.